Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, welcome, Kathy. Here we are on our what we call our normal guest Thursday. But because this is called in it's termed Maundy Thursday, and what it means is the day that Christ went to Gethsemane from the upper room where he had his upper room discourse and went to Gethsemane and then gets arrested and moves into Good Friday, which is tomorrow. So this is the 17th, 18th is Good Friday, and then Easter is Sunday, you know, on the 20th. So we wanted to, instead of having a guest, we actually wanted to celebrate the resurrection.
Yes.
And that we all understand the amazing work that God did on our behalf to go to the cross, die on our behalf, take the penalty of what we deserve, because our requirement is perfection, which we couldn't get to, and then demonstrate that, not just the death of it, but through the resurrection of it, the life of it. And then keep thinking in a beautiful way. When you just look at Easter all by itself, it's the death of self that leads to the life of the Spirit and the life of the resurrection.
Right.
And it always requires death in order to get to life. Christ had to die to get resurrected, and he didn't just die, but he had to die to go to the resurrection. That, now he invites us to say, as you go to death of self and join me in that because of what I did for you and you've received that, now I want you to live in the resurrection. And the beauty of it. So there's a great story. We tend to focus on his own resurrection, but he actually demonstrated this and made lots of interesting statements when Lazarus died and was resurrected. This is in John chapter 11, and read this story. We'll set it up and we'll keep going, but it's 1 through 27, first of all.
Sure. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sisters sent to him, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, so when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the other disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and are you going there again?" And Jesus answered,
We could talk a whole discussion just on their typical responses.
Right, right. I love it. Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of the of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." These things he said, and after that he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up." Then his disciples said, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well." However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought he was speaking about taking rest and sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." Then Thomas, who is called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And she said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world.
Okay. So, and again, you know, as we understand, you know, particularly from other verses that, you know, Jesus already knew Lazarus, Mary, and Martha and would stop in their home, you know, in Bethany. We right. have the story in Matthew of, you know, Mary and Martha together with Jesus, where Martha was too occupied with her stuff.
Being the busy host.
Mary had said she had chosen the better thing of being with him. So this is after that. And he says, you know, hey, our brother is sick. And you love your brother, love our brother, so would you come? And he said, yeah, I'll come. And then he made a statement in verse 4. Just read that again, because this is the setup of something that we need to understand about Easter and the resurrection.
When Jesus heard that, he said, this is sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it.
Yeah, so he's saying that because just a little bit later, he says, hey, I want you to understand something. Lazarus is dead. So it's confusing. Well, the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. And what he's trying to illustrate is that the things of life and even the physical things of life are not limiting to God, and that he wants us to live in and enjoy and trust the life of the resurrection, even though something that we experience may already be what we consider to be dead and gone. And he said, well, this sickness is not unto death. It's for the glory of God. So he knows something about it. And so he goes up there and they say to him that, well, if he's sleeping, he'll get better.
Yeah. So why are you going to go wake him up?
And Jesus says, now let me make it clear. And now he just had said, this isn't a sickness unto death. And then he makes a statement in verse 14, Lazarus is dead.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad because now I can demonstrate something that you're going to be able to see in a big way. And so they go, and they had found him 4 days in the tomb. Okay, so we know that he was quite a ways away.
Right.
Because it said that he waited 2 days to even start.
Mm-hmm.
And we know it's now taken probably a total of 4 days to get there.
Right.
At least, because he's been in the tomb for 4 days, but he didn't even start until basically Lazarus had died.
Mm.
And of course, Martha comes out. Now, this is interesting. Think about the story of Mary and Martha. It said Mary had chosen the better thing to be with Christ and abide mm-hmm. with him. Martha, you're too occupied and busy. Well, who comes out and visits him?
Martha.
So she received that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary, who had received it, doesn't even come out. Why? Because she's mad.
Mm.
And Martha says, which she's talked with Mary, had Jesus come, Lazarus wouldn't have died. Because they they believe in the healing of Jesus. And he said, well, I understand that. He makes a statement that your brother will rise again. Yeah, I know. You've taught about the end and the resurrection. He said, no. He said, it's different than that. And read verse 26 again, 25 and 26.
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
Okay, so he says, it's not about the act of the resurrection. He says, I am what?
The life, the resurrection and the life.
I am the resurrection. I am the life. In other words, the life that I want you to live now is coming from me, and I'm going to be the resurrection and in the resurrection. And I want you to receive that life. Why? Because you'll have me within you.
Mm-hmm.
What? The life of the resurrection. Why? Because he is the resurrection. So the power of the resurrection is going to be available to us. And that's why he makes the statement. And he says, if you believe in me, though you die, you will live. And that's, again, dying to self and then ultimately dying physically. And if you believe in me, you'll never die.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about you'll actually continue. If you believe in me, you'll live in the resurrection now. When you physically die, you'll still be living in the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
You'll actually never see death.
Mm.
Even though your body sees death, you'll never see death.
Right.
So it's kind of a cool statement about how critical is Easter. Okay, so he sets it up and he says, life is to be lived from me, and I am the resurrection. I'm going to be living in the resurrection. And I want you to experience the resurrection. That's why Easter is so critical. It's not like, yeah, we celebrate it alone. He says stronger than that, I want you to live there. So Easter is more than just a memorial. It's no live in the resurrection. Okay, so then continue with the story now. Read verse 28 through, I think it's 44, 28 to 44.
And then he said these, and when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, "The teacher has come and is calling for you." As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but he was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, "She's going to the tomb to weep there."
Yeah.
Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there's a stench, and he's been dead 4 days." It's like, man, this is going to smell bad. You know this,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go."
Yeah. So again, you know, Mary now joins and says, you know, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. And Jesus said, "Well, where is he? And, you know, let's go there." And they're crying and they're weeping for the sadness of it all. And then it said Jesus wept. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let's look at that a little bit. Why was he weeping?
He was sad that they were so sad. Truly. And he was human too. So there's emotions in that. Even though he knows the ending, he's seeing people he loved truly grieving. And yeah. So we see his heart as comforter too there.
Yeah. And what, you know, think of weeping is that, you know, there is a sadness. So is he sad because of Lazarus? See, no.
No.
Why? Because he knows what's about ready to happen.
Right.
But why? Well, because he said it up front.
Right.
He said, "This is not to death. It's for the glory of God." So he already knew what was going to happen.
Right.
So he's not weeping for that because, hey, you're going to be rejoicing here in a second. I'm weeping, first of all, that I am joining you because I understand your sadness.
And that compassion is real from him.
But I'm weeping also that the truths that I've been speaking, you don't yet understand it.
Right.
And this is super important. And I'm weeping that you're not getting this because he said, "I am the resurrection and the life." He said, "I'm weeping because in a sense, you never pursued that." Even right now, see, Mary and Martha, who was closest to them and knew abiding, they understood abiding because they said so in the other story. They didn't say, "Well, what do you mean? Tell us more about that." They just kind of left it there. And that's why he's weeping, is that I want my children to pursue more the understanding of when I say something. Like, for example, here, he's trying to help us understand that as you celebrate Easter, I don't want you to just memorialize it.
Right.
And I do want you to rejoice at it, but I don't want you to memorialize it without stepping into the place that I'm trying to show you is I am the life and the resurrection. Live there now.
Yes.
And that would make me sad if you just bypass that. And don't get it, you know. And so then he said, you know, I speak to him, you know, "Lazarus, arise." So he was dead, was resurrected. And then the neat thing about Jesus is, hey, by the way, take all those stuff off of him so he can walk around again.
And I love even in that he invited the community to be a part of what, you know, Jesus resurrected him and then he turned and invited the community to help free him.
Yeah.
You know, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. So, you know, he's trying to say, you're going to understand this even more when I'm resurrected. And then you'll understand I am the resurrection. My life is going to be with you. I want you to live in the resurrection and live in me, who is the resurrection. And he said, it'll have the same quality about it, which is what? I just took somebody that was dead and raised them from the dead back to life.
Right.
That power is available to you as you live out this life now. So when we think of Easter, the encouragement is to be willing to step into the supernatural, to step into the life of the resurrection, because that's where he is. And he said, I bring you with me. And then he makes the statement, go to Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. And he said, this is what I will be doing. And I want you to join me there.
Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will.
Yeah. So he's saying, don't neglect, as you think about Easter, he's really saying, don't neglect living in the life of Easter. Don't neglect living in the resurrection, where I will bear witness in your life with signs and wonders, miracles, gifts of the Holy Spirit, supernatural. And by the way, in the Greek, it's just miracles, miracles, and more miracles. That's what
right.
They just describe it differently because it doesn't sound right. You know? But
right.
That's what he said. It's just going to be incredible supernatural power in the life of the resurrection. Why? I am the resurrection.
Mm.
My life is within you. It should be normal for you to be living there. And he says, I would like all of my children to elevate their thinking and their expectation that it's not just a life of the natural. And yeah, I died for you and I was resurrected for you, and which we receive. And you know, we do celebrate that. But
absolutely,
he wants us to go deeper this year and say, start to live out that life now and recognize that the life of the resurrection is available for you now. And when you go to Easter, Good Friday through Sunday is, you know, die to self, but step into that resurrection and begin to let him guide you into the supernatural and the life of the resurrection. So that's our encouragement for everybody this Easter, that, you know, may you have a great, wonderful time at church celebrating it, but think deeper this year. As to how might I live this out? And after Easter, I start to experience the fullness of Easter through the rest of the year. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this great story that you are the resurrection and the life, that if we believe in you, we will never die. And even though we do die to self and then physically, we actually live because of it. And so we just pray that life would be wonderful. Life would be spectacular because we live in the resurrection. And this Easter, may it be different for us than just another nice day, another nice memorial, but rather a step forward into the life of the resurrection, which is within us. We thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. Beautiful devotion for Easter. Looking forward to celebrating that all this weekend. And so praying for all of our listeners too, that as you hear this, you would be reminded that our God is a God who brings dead things to life.
That's right.
And so just let him walk you into that. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Happy Easter,
we'll
too.
Happy Easter. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.